It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 554. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show notes at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show, and Facebook, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. I have another jam-packed show, and I think I'm pushing a lot of other email off to cover Windows 10. And then I have some more great topics for next week. This week, while I was away in Chicago, I put together 11 things that you need to do, or at least tips, things you should check the minute you're done upgrading to Windows 10. Very important. I'm going to review them. I'm going to finish formatting it, and I'm going to make a PDF. It'll be part of the show notes for you to download tomorrow as I record this on a Friday night. Let's first take care of business. This show is sponsored by Instant House Call. This is the best remote support solution for you to use to assist your clients, maybe within your company, family, friends that you need to help. This is the answer for allowing you to have full control of a computer, whether it be Mac or PC, Windows 8, Windows 10, Windows 7, it doesn't matter. You can remote in, you can apply fixes, you can reboot, reconnect, you have unattended mode. With Instant House Call, you have your own landing page and a website where you can send your clients to go to, or even a one-time client where they can quickly download the client, and they simply click start session and connect immediately. You can try it free for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com. When you download the trial, please use the promo code Mike Tech Show. I want to talk about Chicago and CompTIA's ChannelCon, which I just got back from yesterday. Had a great time meeting with everyone, the other podcasters. Meeting with Jeff, Carrie. Carrie and I shared the same room. You want to know the first night when Carrie gets in? We stay up till 4 a.m. talking. We did that a couple nights in a row. So him and I slept in. We don't wake up till 11:30 the next day. Everybody's wondering, where's Mike and Carrie for breakfast? Well, we were up all night talking the night before. And we continued on this path almost the whole week. That was just fun catching up with Carrie. Also, big thank you to Mike, who's Taz Cools in the chat. It was great spending time with him. He went out of his way, picked me up from the airport, dropped me off to the airport. He was just wonderful. It was great spending some quality time with Mike and with other listeners. Joe, Elliot, too numerous to even say everybody's name. I'd be here all day. The meetup on Sunday night went great. We had no internet connectivity in that room. As a matter of fact, it was pretty bad for the hotel the whole week. We had outages all the time. The internet was a disgrace for a hotel the size of a Hilton. That was just unacceptable. But there's nothing we could do, and this happens. So there will be no broadcasts or recordings. There was nothing to be able to do for the meetup for you. The meetup, we had a quick panel of a lot of other podcasters, which was great to meet with Door-to-Door Geek. Jeff Halish. Bryce Whitty, who runs TechNibble, came from Australia. Super talking with him and meeting with him. I could spend the whole show talking about it, so I'm just going to quickly mention, made some great connections with vendors. Session that I attended on Monday, which is going to lead right here to some things I want you to think about. The breakout session, managed service providers, and there was a breakout session that we did a round robin rapid fire of what are our favorite tools to use. And that was fast and furious, and a lot of us took notes and shared the notes, and I have put a list together of a lot of utilities and a lot of different things that I've never talked about. And then there were some popular ones that we did talk about. Then we did another rapid fire of what tools goes into your go bag when you're on the road to try to help clients and customers. So I ask you first, right now, email me your top three tools that you put in your go bag and your top three utilities. Email me. If they're not on this list, I will add them to the list and we will have two great master lists, and I intend to cover that next week along with additional emails. Tonight, it's going to be predominantly about Windows 10. I put together 11 tips of things you must address right away after you're done upgrading to Windows 10. Some of them are really important. Some of them are just tips. I'm going to review that. I'm going to have a nice PDF available for you tomorrow. There are two other things I want to mention before I start the Windows 10. Corey from Instant House Call is putting together a meetup / I think Jetpack session for 3 days possibly in Toronto. I want your feedback. How many of you would go to Toronto? Because when I floated the Lake Placid idea, I got, the only response I got was there's no way I could go. People writing me. I got zero response for anybody going to Lake Placid. Toronto, different story. One of the requirements, even if you can't go, everything will be broadcast and it will be on the internet. We are making sure that we have solid broadband connectivity in any venue that's picked. Let me know if you can make Toronto in the spring of next year, in 2016, or the fall of 2016. So we're not sure the time frame yet, but I'm just feeling you out. CompTIA ChannelCon next August is going to be in Hollywood, Florida. So that's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, right in there, thereabouts. I will definitely be attending that. It looks like that's going to be a regular thing now every August, so I'll plan for that. So Tuesday night, I actually wasn't feeling well. One of the things, I wanted to attend the Wrigley Field event, and I was unable to do that on Tuesday evening. So I was stuck in my hotel room. Something happened to me that it's an illness I've had a long time ago, and it flared up again, and it just really kind of incapacitated me on Tuesday night. I'm on my Surface Pro 3 after I rest. You know, I took a long nap from the afternoon to the evening and woke up. I noticed Windows 10 had already been downloaded and was ready for install on my Surface Pro 3. Let me install it. Piece of cake. I mean, it just went perfectly. It should. It's on Microsoft hardware. Better work. Took a lot of guts doing that while I was on the road and still needed to possibly support people remotely, but it worked. And then I was faced with, what do you do the minute you got Windows 10 and it's ready? Well, let's talk about this because it's very important. First, you have to disable sharing your bandwidth. That's right. Microsoft, by default, turns on sort of a peer-to-peer networking using your bandwidth to share the Windows 10 install and other Microsoft updates. and they do this without your permission. Acceptable if you're on a corporate network and you're going to use that instead of WSUS, where you may be using other local workstations to possibly pass on updates. This is not acceptable. To disable it, you need to go to Start, Settings, Updates and Security, then Advanced, then choose how updates are delivered, then turn off updates from more than one place. So the updates from more than one place, you got to turn that off. Remember, I'm going to have a PDF for all these details here. Number two, turn on System Restore. System Restore is off by default. You want to turn it on. Control Panel, System, Advanced System Settings, and then System Protection. And make sure you set a percentage for restore for all your drives. This is how I have been able to recover users who have gotten infected with a ransomware virus. You want the revisions and the restore option turned on your system. Now, this is an interesting one. Check your screensaver settings. That's right. Guess what Microsoft decides to do? They want to help you out. They're going to set the screensaver settings to view all of your pictures that you have on your system, and they're going to view them. So let's say you're a gentleman that maybe has pictures you don't want viewed on your screen, or for that matter, a lady or someone. Let's say there's some private photos that you don't want on your screen. Make sure to take a look at your screensaver settings before you walk away from the computer, and we'll just leave it at that. And that's an easy one to do. You just right-click on the desktop, personalize, pick then lock screen, then screensaver settings. Number four, turn off File Explorer's quick access view. When you open File Explorer in Windows 10, it defaults to a new quick access view that shows your most frequently accessed folders and recently viewed files. It's nice, but if you would rather File Explorer's default to this PC, which is what I like, that view, and that's found in Windows 8, here's how you do it. Open File Explorer, then select View, Options from the ribbon. A folder options window will open. Click the Open File Explorer drop-down menu at the top, and then select This PC option, and then click OK, and you're done. Schedule your restarts. This is a nice feature where you can schedule which patch or which update is going to apply and when you want it applied, and maybe schedule that reboot. This is just absolutely wonderful. If you've got pending updates that requires you to reboot your PC, Windows 10 will allow you to schedule a specific time for you to do it. Open the settings option in the start menu. Then head to Updates and Recovery, Windows Update. If you have an update pending, you'll see the screen which lets you schedule your reboot after you select a restart time radio button. Even better, you can dive into the advanced options and link and ask Windows to notify you to schedule a reboot whenever updates are ready to go. Next, there's a powerful command prompt tools that you can turn on. Windows 10 packs a slew of nifty new command line features, including the ability to copy and paste inside a command prompt with Control C and Control V. To activate the goodies, open the command prompt, right click its title bar, select Properties, and you can find and enable the new features under the Edit Options section of the Options tab. Next, record a video of an app. Windows 10 has a new game DVR function, and you activate this by hitting the Windows key G. And a prompt will ask you if you want to open the game bar. So what you do is you lie to it and you say, yes, I want to record a game. But then when that comes up, go to another app and start recording. So this is a cool record function that's built into Windows 10. Get rid of the old stuff. You don't want to get rid of the Windows.old folder by just deleting it. The best way to do that is to go through the disk cleanup option and then select to remove previous Windows installs, and then you can get rid of it. Manage your notifications. A big one is to different programs, different settings, they will pop up to notify you, and you can control which ones you want to notify. And I have those details there. Here's a big one, and this is a problem that a lot of people have been running into from a security breach, really, I look at this as. It's called Wi-Fi Sense. And here's how it works. You basically, if you don't disable this, it can share your Wi-Fi password and send them to people on Facebook. So your friends on Facebook can automatically have your home networking's Wi-Fi password, and then when they come over, if they do come over, if they're nearby, they will auto-connect to your network. I understand what Microsoft's trying to do, but this is a huge, huge security risk. And there's no way I'm going to allow Microsoft to share my Wi-Fi information without me being in total control. So here's how you want to disable that. And this is one of those important features, one of these important things that you want to disable. Wi-Fi Sense, it'll automatically connect you to detected crowdsourced Wi-Fi networks and acquire the network information and provide additional info to networks that require it. Here's what you got to do. If you chose Express Settings during the setup, Microsoft enables the option and allows your device to acquire Wi-Fi passwords from friends and shares your passwords with the same group of people. If you choose to leave this function enabled or turn it off manually, it will request permissions to connect to Outlook, Skype, and Facebook on your behalf. Here's what I recommend. During the install process, there's an express and then there's customize. Choose customize. And when you're starting out, uncheck all the boxes for the default apps, because you can always go back in later, and that's another tip that I have here, and choose the default app you want. Microsoft out of the box for Windows 10 wants to take over everything, and they want to recommend their DVD player, their music player, their default browser. Everything, there's like five or six options for defaults that you want to select what you want, and it doesn't matter whether you're upgrading or not. It doesn't take your defaults and maintain them. So one of the things we want to do is uncheck all of them during the setup. Keyboard shortcuts. I'm going to have a list of new keyboard shortcuts that comes with Windows 10. So this way you can go faster. By right now, I like the Windows key G bringing up that recorder. That's kind of cool. You have Cortana, which is the same as Siri, which was kind of interesting. Carrie and I one night was playing with that, fooling around and telling Cortana, you know, asking her different things and seeing how good it responded. The same with Siri. I guess the first time you get Siri on your iPhone or your iPad, to have Cortana listening, then it's Windows key Control C. So these new key combinations, I have a little chart adding them into the list. The final item, number 11, is to set your default apps. And it's very simple. You go to Settings, System, Default Apps. And this is where you have your hardcore list of default apps that you pick the app that you want. And then you'll be able to then be in more control. The takeaway for tonight, there's a couple real important serious things here. I want you to disable the bandwidth sharing. I want you to turn on system restore. I want you to disable Wi-Fi sense. And I want you to check your screensaver settings. So they're the most important out of all this list, because these can be the most damaging to you, where you're going to give away your bandwidth. You don't want to do that. You're going to give away some of your passwords for security. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be accidentally embarrassed with the screensaver. And you want to be protected with system restore. That's the takeaway here tonight. They're the things that you should address immediately. And the rest are just nice to know tips. Let's get to some Windows 10 emails here. Issues with Windows 10 install. This is David. I wanted to send in my experience with Windows 10 install. It's not good. I decided to install Windows 10 on a laptop and that came with Windows 7. That has been upgraded to Windows 8.1. I did a clean install from the 64-bit media from Microsoft's site, making sure I downloaded the correct version of Windows. I received a prompt to enter a registration key. I tried my Windows 7 key off the bottom of the laptop and it would not take the key. So I skipped this step and continued with the installation. After installation, Windows had the status of not activating. After that, I tried phone activation. It failed. So they transferred me to a Microsoft representative. I repeated the process of giving the installation ID to the rep. They asked if I did a clean install, and I said yes. They quickly told me I would need to install Windows 7 again and activate and wait for the upgrade option to appear. I questioned them because I had downloaded the media directly from Microsoft. Their answer, Windows 10 had not been released and there are still installation issues at this time. I was not happy with the answer because he said this on July 31st. I called back to see if I got a different representative. I got the same story from the second representative. Reinstall 7 and wait. I just wanted to warn your listeners that it may not be as easy as it sounds to do a clean install to work. And thanks for the service you provide. I really appreciate the effort you put into your show. And this is David in Kentucky. Hang on, we're going to get to the bottom of the clean install and the product key. So let's keep going here. This is from Robert. Here is a link to an article about how you can use a Windows 10 installation media to reinstall Windows 10 without using a product key, like I had to do after my upgrade that I told you about last week. Great show, Mike. Thanks for all you do. I will post this link, and it's from the winsupersite.com. It's very confusing. I have read many, many, many articles and had email from listeners telling me that if you log on to your Microsoft account, you'll be able to activate Windows. But it's not tied to your Microsoft account. It's tied to the hardware. So we're going to get to an email about that. This is from Terry in Arizona. Mike, hope you're enjoying Chicago. I lived there until my job was eliminated in 2006. After I upgraded to Windows 10 on my Asus Ultrabook, the built-in speaker and mic did not work. I had to go to playback devices and disable enhancements for the speaker and mic. I also had to drop the bitrate to 16. What is strange is that after I rebooted the next time, the bitrate went back up to 24 and both the mic and speaker worked. I had some problems with Edge, but IE is still on the computer, but hidden. And I mentioned this last week as one of my tips. I placed the IE icon on the taskbar, and I can still use IE. I have nothing against Edge, but it is not compatible with all websites. That is awesome, Terry. That's exactly what I did on all my systems that I'm doing Windows 10 upgrades. I go, I find the link to my IE11, and I pin it to the toolbar. I put a shortcut on the desktop. For people who need IE, it's still there. They didn't remove it. This is from Robert, and he said, had a client come in the other day, and after the Windows 10 upgrade, could not connect to any networks using either wired or wireless. They showed up in the device manager, but you cannot connect all you had in the system tray that was a network icon with a red X. Tried to use a USB to Ethernet adapter, same thing. We tried installing new drivers, did not fix the issue. When checking the network and sharing center, there were no network adapters present. Even tried a BIOS update that did not fix the issue. So we reverted the system back to Windows 8.1, everything worked fine. I have read that this is a common problem on some HP computers. Do you know of anyone who have had this problem? No, and I want to know if any of you hear this and you do have this problem, please let me know. Also, I had a problem on my daughter's computer where the wireless NIC would pop up IP address conflict even though it is assigned an IP address through DHCP on my router. I was talking to another computer tech and he told me to boot Windows 10 into safe mode and delete all the network connections. When I booted Windows 10 into safe mode, I saw a network driver I did not recognize. So I deleted all of the network drivers on the one I did not recognize and told it to remove the driver files, rebooted, went back into device manager, and I had my wireless and my wired network drivers. And so far, no more IP address conflicts. So far, I love Windows 10. It has some bugs, but that is to be expected. A friend of mine who owns a Mac is laughing because a lot of the Windows 10 features Mac has had for years. Great show. Looking forward to the next Tech Vets as well. Let's hope that's this week coming up. Okay, let's hope that that's Wednesday night. Hope you had a great time in Chicago and wish I could have been there to meet you guys. Hopefully it is cooler there, oh yeah, than the one last year in Phoenix. Although 100 degrees in Chicago feels much hotter than Phoenix because the humidity is higher. It was in the low to mid 80s, nice breeze, oh, the weather was just gorgeous, except for Sunday night. The rain came when we were 11 of us did the escape from a room with a zombie. That was very interesting. We had a lot of fun. We went in there figuring there was 11 pretty big egos that, you know, some pretty smart guys going into this thinking that, but we can solve this. And of course, we didn't. And we didn't get out of the room. And the zombie won. There were a total of 14 puzzles that had to be solved to get out of the room. And we solved 13 of them. We needed about 5 more minutes. So we didn't survive. Great, great fun. And then when we came out, it was teeming raining. That was the only time it was bad. This is from John. Question. Regarding Windows 10 drivers that are available or becoming available at manufacturer support websites, Dell, Lenovo, etc. Do you have any thoughts, tips, suggestions about whether or not to get them right away when upgrading from an earlier version of Windows? It's very interesting. He has just go ahead and get them and install them, or only if experiencing an issue. I would wait. If you are running with no issues, stay the course with the driver, because it might be very difficult to go back. And then you absolutely don't want to mess things up or make it worse. I always believe in not trying not to have self-inflicted wounds. And if it's working, let it alone. If you're having trouble with any device connected to your system, absolutely go search out the manufacturer's site and try to get a Windows 10 driver and apply it. I wouldn't rush if it's working. I wouldn't rush and try the Windows 7. I would not rush out and apply a Windows 10 driver just because the manufacturer came out with it. This is from Jofred from Norway. Thanks for the work you put down running the podcast. I have followed you for years, but have missed out for a while. Coming back now to the Windows 10 discussions. I hear the discussions about activation. There has been a lot of confusion about this, but referring to the Windows Weekly podcast hosted by Leo Laporte, Mary Jo Foley, and Paul Thoreau, it seems to be clear that the free upgrade will be registered to the PC, not your live account or anything else. So the recommended installation to make sure everything works is to do an upgrade and skip activation. It will be activated automatically within a few days. There were issues the first few days, and the process took longer than expected. If you want a clean install, just keep nothing. When it asked, you know, how do you want to do the install? I've seen that option, which is just keep nothing. Do that. Just keep nothing. And do a reset after the installation. After the PC is activated once, you can lose the key. Format the hard drive and reinstall any way you want. Microsoft will activate Windows 10 for the life of that device. If you sell the PC, you will also sell the license. It is not connected to your live account or your Microsoft account. I think the confusion was everybody panicked from the slowness of the activation. And it seems when you do sign in with your Microsoft account, maybe you got priority to that activation and it activated. So the assumption was, and I repeated this last week from the information I got, that it must be tied to your Microsoft account. But it may not be. So I don't know if we answered that because you kind of have to find out for yourself. So the question is, we need to do a clean install and then wait a couple days. I got to take a system here, do a complete wipe and clean install, and then let it sit for a day or two and see if it does eventually activate on its own. That would be interesting. Without logging in to your Microsoft account. Did I make things clear or did I muck it up and make things worse? I don't know. Got some great emails here discussing this. We're just going to have to wait and see. I think it makes more sense that it's tied to the hardware than it being tied to your Microsoft account. I don't know. I do know this. My upgrades have been fine. And it looks like you have to upgrade first, then let it activate, and then you can do a clean install. Boy, that's a lot of time. It looks like that's how it has to happen. You got to get your hardware married and activated to a key up at Microsoft. And then, no matter what you do after that, whether it be a clean install or whatever, you're fine. Because your hardware is tied to that key. It looks like that's the final conclusion here. You have to upgrade. Then you can do a clean install anytime after that. That seems to be it. Wow. I'm tired. It's late. I got a stack of email here that looks like it's just going to have to wait till next week. Please remember to get me your favorite utilities, your favorite tools for your go bag. And we will cover that with some great lists. Next week, which will be Thursday night, August 13th at 8 p.m. live. As of now, that's when I will be recording. Please remember, if you are purchasing anything from Amazon or you know anybody that uses Amazon, please remember to use my link. It's amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to help support the Mike Tech Show. I really appreciate it. Don't forget Fab's Auto Backup for Tech, incredible utility. And that is at the top of my utility list. And also, what an honor meeting Bryce Whitty, the author of the great Computer Business Kit version 3. It was tremendous meeting him and talking to him. I really, really enjoyed it. And one of the nice things he did at the panel, I'm going to share something. He started everything in 2006, and he said he was listening to a podcast in 2006, the Mike Tech Show. And I mentioned his website, TechNibble. And he was so thrilled that I mentioned TechNibble, and he got a tremendous bump of hits and people going to TechNibble from my link and me mentioning it. And I never knew that. And it was great hearing that from Bryce, that you respond when I list something in my show notes and when I talk about something. And that was so great to hear that we were part of the beginning help of TechNibble and what it has become and what it has and what he has done for the community of repair technicians and consultants. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous resource. And I'm so glad that he's still going strong and everything is really good. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying subscribed and listening to the show and supporting the show and supporting what I talk about and who I talk about and the products I talk about. Thank you so much. I will see you here next week. Not this time, but the normal time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.